Last Saturday, the Northwest Arkansas Center for Equality and Pride, People Respecting Individual Differences and Equality at the University of Arkansas, held a statewide LGBT summit on the U of A campus, the first of its kind. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The day-long Arkansas LGBT Summit 2014, which drew as many as 100 activists and participants from around the state, featured a dozen workshops on civil and marriage rights, violence against gays, religion, gay youth, transgenderism, even financial and legal planning.
And that has to be a state that recognizes same-sex marriages. So you go there.
This is the second summit organized by Pride, based at the University of Arkansas. The first was more of a local event staged in 2006. Flannery Wasson serves as Pride president.
Well, Pride was established in 1983, and prior to Pride being an official RSO, which is a registered student organization, it was kind of fostered by, we like to call, the mothers of the Razor Dykes. And so prior to being official, we had a kind of an underground, very active student body. But then in 1983, we actually were able to get funding and officially recognized, and that meant that some of our meetings were, safer than others. In our history, there have been, some threats, and some of our meetings had been firecrackered and everything. So I'm very thankful to now be the president, and we have faced, really no scrutiny or anything. We're a very respected RSO. We do actually a lot. We've won a few awards in the prior years for our events on campus, which are mostly educational or also social. So we've been really thankful to have come from such an underground history, but now it's very open and everyone's welcome to join, and we've had a lot of great support from the students.
Wasson, who is straight, is a senior political science major. She got involved in gay civil rights after starting a gay straight alliance while attending high school in Fort Smith.
I feel like my orientation sometimes helps me, and other times I keep real quiet because it doesn't really matter. Rights are rights, so.
Participant Dina Windor from Rogers says it's important for straight Arkansans to learn about others who are different.
Because it's a very important tool for people in general to have more love for each other. I'm transgender. I'm male to female.
David Walton, who volunteers for the Northwest Arkansas Center for Equality, says he came to the summit to learn more about different orientations.
I'm gay. I'm accepting of gay and lesbians, but it's more difficult for me to deal with others like trans and stuff until I understand them. So understanding these people will help me work with them better and understand.
According to census records, 3.5% of the adult population identify as LGBT, and more than 700,000 identify as transgendered, but those numbers likely skew low and are expected to rise in coming years as LGBT civil rights, such as gay marriage, are increasingly enacted at the state and federal level. Jamie Renee, a male-to-female transgender activist from Fayetteville, presented a workshop titled Transgender 101. She says this was the largest turnout of transgendered participants she's ever seen.
Yes, we have a very good representation here. I'm very happy because 5 years ago, that was not the case.
And why was that?
I think it's becoming more and more acceptable. And we're becoming more and more comfortable with ourselves. I've been doing this for 14 years.
The presence of more transgendered participants could likely be traced to the summit's keynote speaker, Tommy Luckett. She's a 36-year-old African-American trans woman from Helena who now lives in Little Rock working for the Health for Life Clinic, which serves the transgender community. At the summit, she spoke about conflicts within her community.
There's all types of discrimination, and there's even bickering within the transgender community. I just really want us all to come together. I mean, how can we ask for equality if we can't even get along?
For example, Luckett points to passing.
Who's passable and who's not? Who looks more like a woman versus who doesn't? And there are all these cliques, which I really want to do away with. That's why I haven't been a part of any support groups, because the word support is like tossed out of the window. And so basically it's all about who looks more like a woman. And that's not anything I want to be a part of.
Then there's sexual preference within the transgender community.
Well, in lay terms, you have transgender who identify as straight, and they seek out straight men. You have transgender who identify as lesbian. They want want to live their lives as a woman, and some even go through the entire gender reassignment surgery only to end up being with a woman, you know. But to me, each his own. I have no right to judge anybody. I've gone through a lot of that myself, and I wouldn't want to inflict that pain on anybody else.
Tommy Luckett says transgendered individuals continue to get the brunt of bias in the U.S., so it's important to come out, to take a stand.
No longer will I lurk. I'm here. I'm human. And that, first and foremost, I am a human being. I pay my taxes, and I'm law-abiding citizen, so I want to just be out in society as well. And I think that that's the message that we're trying to get across today.
The summit was sponsored by the Northwest Arkansas Center for Equality, a grassroots advocacy group working to achieve full equality based in Fayetteville. President James Rector.
When we first started this, we thought it was going to be this very, you know, very small event. We didn't know the numbers were going to be what they were. So I was ecstatic to see, you know, when we had this huge amount of registration and people just contacting us. But the ultimate dream and goal for what we want to do is to have a continuous annual summit that would be statewide.
The last attempt to organize a statewide coalition occurred in 2001 under the Arkansas Equality Network. Previous to that, a half dozen local and state groups formed, only to dissolve. James Rector also serves as field coordinator for the Human Rights Campaign, based in Washington, D.C., spearheading an Employment Non-Discrimination Act campaign in Arkansas.
We were urging U.S. Senator Pryor to vote in favor of it, which we successfully did. The interesting thing from that is we kind of got this snapshot of a lot of people that aren't aware of what protections we have or don't have, and that's both LGBT and ally community. Most people don't know that we're the second state in the South that has, you know, strong anti-bullying laws that cover sexual identity and orientation. Most, if you ask the average Arkansan, they don't know that. So there's that moving in that good direction, but there's still a lot of work we can do with adoption, immigration, non-discrimination in workplace and housing. And I think, though, that, like, key people are paying attention and you know, finally listening to what the LGBT movement needs to be in this state.
James Rector has been traveling this state, delivering the results of a survey conducted by the Human Rights Campaign Fund on lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered Americans, including in Arkansas. Rector says nearly 1,000 Arkansans responded to HRC's survey.
And the demographic kind of, you know, breaks down. It was definitely more heavy on gay white men and women. So they're actually going back now and doing more focus group studies with transgender and African American or people of color, Hispanic, Latino, that community. They're doing a little bit more actual focus groups so we can find out more information.
The final survey results will be used by groups such as the Northwest Arkansas Center for Equality to reach out to culturally diverse LGBT Arkansans, an organizational priority, James Rector says. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.